I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In Sudan, looks like a big shift is coming for who's in power. Or is it? Stick around for an update and what it means for Christians. And then later on, perhaps traditional methods of getting involved with the Great Commission don't appeal to you. Well, if that's the case, global disciples might be able to help. We'll fill out the details in just a couple of minutes. But we'll start today in Sudan, where 3 months of national protests, the longest in that country's history, are producing results. On Friday, President Omar al-Bashir stepped down as leader of Sudan's governing party. Now, he's still the president of Sudan, but that could quickly change. Bashir has ruled Sudan with an iron fist for 30 years. According to David Curry with Open Doors USA,
President Bashir is a war criminal, considered a war criminal. He has a radical Muslim agenda that has persecuted Christians. That's why Sudan has always been so high, number six on the world watch list this year. Sudan has suffered under his leadership for a long, long time.
Protests began when food prices reached an outrageous level and then quickly became a call for Bashir's ouster. So what does this mean for Christians? Only time will tell. Right now, the protests don't pose a threat to believers.
This is really not unlike Egypt during the so-called Arab Spring, where the entire population, whether Muslim or Christian or atheist, rose up against the Muslim Brotherhood. This feels more like that.
As we wait to see what comes next, let's keep praying for Sudan.
When you see this kind of insecurity and instability in a place like Sudan, we need to pray for peace.
Now we'll move to the south, where the United Nations says the peace accord in South Sudan is working. But recent fighting sort of contradicts that assessment. Ongoing instability created a new wave of refugees, explains Philip Smith, a church planter working through Streams of Living Water and One Way Ministries.
More than a million have gone to Uganda as refugees in refugee camps in Uganda, and some other refugees have gone back to the north.
Most folks are trying to reinvent themselves in order to survive. Enter the Tyrannus Missionary School in Juba.
We dedicated a new school. It's a missionary training school to train church planters and send them after one full year of studies, both academics and vocational.
For these believers, a new vocation creates both a platform and a service for the community.
If you have an indigenous worker trained to reach out to his indigenous people and plant churches that multiply itself among other unreached people groups in the same proximity, then this is a big win.
Prayer is key in this endeavor, so is staying informed on what's happening. Find your place in this story. The links and details can be found at missionnews.org. And Global Disciples is shaking things up in how it helps the church get involved with the Great Commission. Jerry Meadows with Global Disciples tells us,
Pray, Give, Go is a typical approach for churches to take in getting involved in a mission agency, or even you'll see that on a lot of mission agency websites. In listening to church leaders, what we've discerned is only a certain number of people in the congregation, a limited number, are going to feel like they're really prayers and maybe get involved.
The question, how do we engage those who don't fall under the pray, give, go formula? Global Disciples has some ideas.
Our next thought is not a statement, but perhaps a question. How would you like to get involved in missions? What are you already interested in doing? How has God gifted you? What involvement do you already have in your church? If we can lock into the individual or a group's interests or affinities or gifts and skill sets, then we can help them craft a very personalized way to be involved.
Check out our website to discover more about how your passions and hobbies intersect with the Great Commission. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you, so you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, or podcast us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.